Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Making Faith Moves. And I am so excited to have this special, special guest. I mean, I knew that her and I were connected in spirit, and we have been, this is our like first time really having a conversation, and it has been nothing but God. And so I'll let Miss Audrey introduce herself and kind of give you a rundown of who she is and all of that goodness. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you. Well, I hope it's good. I've never been big with titles. I'm Grandma. My husband would call me the second Holy Spirit. I love bringing in truth.
So, thank you, Regina.
I'm just honored to be here. Sometimes you go, somebody want to listen to me.
I'm good. I laughed when you said it. Like, she wants to hear my story. Yes. There's something to you. God is it to you? How about that? It's in you.
As I was saying, I just truly believe it's the older saints. I'm so thankful that I came up in the old school. And I don't know about anybody. These saints taught me how to be faithful. They taught me how to go to prayer instead of going to the phone. They taught me how to build a marriage, how to live, how to build him to me. So, in a warrior, I didn't even know that existed.
I talked to Tokyo, who would say that baby she, you know, on the platform because we came up with women.
Some gravy now. When I'm at the cross, I love to pray. I love to pray. I am in love. I love to pray. I love to be kind. I'm real. Like that pit bull. You can mess with anything with my family. They real.
That part. Oh my gosh. I knew it was something because I'm the same exact way. Don't mess with my family because that's when I'm really going in.
This smile comes. I be telling you, let these real teeth. Hallelujah.
I love it. Well, I want to celebrate because you said you were married how many years? I think this will be
going on 37 years here in March. And I truly have to say he's my best friend. He's a good dude.
That is so good. I love it. Anytime a person says something like he's a good dude, it's like, yeah, y'all best friends.
He's the 18th child out of 18 children. He's the last of the Mohicans. Wow. I love that.
So again, I appreciate you for just, you know, stepping in and doing this. Like, I really do. Tell me just a little bit about you and your journey of spiritual growth. Like, how was that? Because you're so grounded just from listening to you in the word. And there are people who struggle with being grounded in the word. Like, what's the formula for that?
Oh, wow, Gina. I think if I didn't know theology very well, it wasn't well equipped. It was downloaded from heaven. I remember God saying with your testimony.
Oh wow.
And I'll never forget someone in my life, the power of a woman, Stormy Omar.
I love that book.
Yes, 30 years ago, I still have it in my library. And at the time, I didn't know, you're going to sow something in my soul, being wrong. But let me tell you something. After God says, where are you going? I begin to open up. There's that tears coming out of my heart, and I begin to pray. I begin to put prayers over my bed and in front of the refrigerator. And I remember beginning to pray.
Wait, let me back you up real quick. That's a strategy. Could you repeat that one more time? What do you do with those prayers?
I posted them in front of the toilet, over my bed. On the refrigerator. I was at my office, on my desk. And instead of picking up the phone and telling people about my issues, I began to scripture my life and my marriage and tell God about my issues. And I promise you, I begin the hands of God. And who would say to 37 years, and I'm going to divorce him? It was the prayer. It just came to life. Righteous. So I began to see, as you're walking, all of a sudden a heavy load would just fall off, and you didn't even respond. Because it wasn't about him. What about you? Because I can say, he ain't doing this, and God said, what about you? So God had to get me first.
Right.
And I tell in today, when I minister to women, I counsel, the first thing I ask a married couple, what do you want?
Because God can
make
every marriage
That's so good. Say that one more time. He can do what?
He can do anything in all things.
He can save a marriage.
What it is.
I feel like this is for somebody who needs to hear that. Somebody needs to hear that who is giving up on their marriage. And they're saying mm-hmm. that it is mm-hmm. unsalvageable. Mm-hmm. It cannot mm-hmm. be repaired. Mm-hmm. And you have a different testimony.
Absolutely.
I know God's works.
And when he's talking about when we start concentrating on the issues and begin to move God's rim of heaven, he said on earth as it is,
you'll begin to see their change and the demons run and the spirit begin to bow.
It's like that roaring lion.
And I begin to change the atmosphere, what my husband ain't doing, and speak the positive words to God, because God says his words will go out and they will not return. And I begin to say, oh yeah, he is the king. He will make right decisions. We are financially sound. My children, you will not have them. They will not have them. They just a nation that God has given them.
Like this ticket,
is not coming back to the Lord. It's a one-way ticket, and that ticket is to heaven. Got me started.
Even plan.
This is so, oh my gosh. I have like, my heart is beating fast. And This is so good. And I really do believe somebody needs to hear this. I really believe that I feel God. I see what God is doing in this. Like we said, we were going to let it flow, and God is on marriage. Like he wants to talk to kingdom marriages right now. What does that mean for you? Kingdom marriage. Like, because there are so many lies on the internet about marriages and what it should be and what it should not be. Like, what does kingdom marriage mean for you? Like, what? Give us what that is.
Man, you just hit my spirit. God, to me, kingdom marriage is changing the atmosphere and taking down every stronghold.
You know, I remember we were taught that we never count singly.
My husband and I never count singly.
Go in.
And when God created the first marriage, he said it's not good for man to be alone, but to bring along a helper.
His neck is holding that head, and it's holding that body. There is so much cohesiveness in husband and wife.
And this is why the enemy comes in to try to destroy the communication. You always know, because women got a lot of mouth, especially when we learn how to use that mouth to soothe the savage and make it calm and peaceful. I always have to know that my husband comes into this house, I need to make him a king that sits on the throne.
The last thing he wants to do, I don't want him to run to the top of the house because you know the word of God in Proverbs says that it's better for a man to be on the top of the hill than top of the hill.
Who's just all the time, but when we learn how to use that mouth to soothe the savage and make it calm and peaceful, always have to know that my husband comes into this house, you know the word of God in Proverbs says that it's better for a man to be on the top of the hill than top of the hill. It doesn't make sense. I almost went tongues. I love it. Look, you had me like oh my gosh, this is great. This is wonderful. Like, I need you to talk to the woman who is at that place. Her husband doesn't want to cooperate. What do you say? What do you say to that woman that this ain't working for me?
I say we have to check ourselves in the mirror, because if God says you are a helpmate, he says a man that is good, a man who's not good, he has a good thing in us.
And then we and have then to learn the bring the word of God back to life in our lives and say, whatever it is, it will become.
It will become.
I remember speaking to my husband, and I said, God, he will become. So I'm telling that woman, we got to trust God. We're putting too much trust in ourselves. And if God said it, that settles it.
That's it.
It settles it.
And do you believe that he can change when we begin to concentrate on the word of God,
the word of God,
put the pressure on heaven,
watch earth begin to change.
God didn't say that for no reason.
As it is in heaven,
what is heaven? Peace, love,
joy,
love.
Even in our mess,
even in our
little piece of heaven. And I remember saying, I want my heaven on earth.
And God began to show me how to bring the word of God up to heaven, watch the angels move, and watch my and watch come to peace and love of God that it is.
And when I walk into my, when I walk queen, I say, I may not be queen anywhere,
but I am queen on your throne.
Oh, I hear authority. Take authority for the Lord gave us authority. He gave us authority. Take it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
use it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. Call things that be not as though they are.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
That is so good. And the currency of heaven is faith. We can't go by what we see. We got to call it forth by what God said. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that so well. When we begin to walk out the becomes of our lives.
You know,
we've read the word into action.
Watch it move.
Yes.
And stand on it until you see.
It comes to life.
I'm telling the woman.
Pit bull.
Write down on God's word
and do not turn it loose
until you see it transform.
Form in your life.
That's so good. Do you mind talking to the woman who has been hurt by her husband back to back? So she's coming from this place of hurt.
Oh my God.
Unhealed wounds, where she doesn't even understand, like, where do I even begin? What would you say to her?
I remember having from the gossip line.
Shut up the gossip line.
Remember when you come into it, I said, what do you want out of your marriage?
I said, well, I want my marriage.
Let's work on it.
When we take the focus off of what he's done, and we begin to say, God, let me have forgiveness.
Had to forgive us.
None of us are perfect.
Right. Yes.
No matter what it is, none of us are perfect.
If he can clean an old wreck,
what can he do to us? He has to start with the heart of the hurt.
And so he has to heal wherever you hurt.
Yes.
So I would say, get with other women and fall in the face of God.
And let God begin to hurt.
So those tears, Mary did, the alabaster bath that she washed his feet.
Let those tears that you're flowing from all that pain begin to wash over the hurt of your heart.
And watch God break the alabaster, and all of a sudden you go, it ain't that serious.
I'm going to fight for my marriage, for this ministry, I'm going to allow the enemy to take what is mine, and then what you're going to realize is that the husband was hurt.
What made him go out like that?
He had to be broken in order to try to go seek another sound from somewhere.
I'm not making an excuse that it's wrong.
Right.
But we are not going to concentrate on that. We're concentrating on the ministry of marriage.
Oh, this is just so good. Oh, my gosh. I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Back when I was having these issues that you're hearing right now.
Yeah.
And I remember wanting to be done in my marriage. And everything you're saying, like, because I was too prideful to really ask for help. God walked me through this exact same thing you're saying right now. And we've been married 15 years. And people are saying now, like, what in the world? Like, it ain't no good people out there. Marriages don't last no more. Like, what are you putting into the atmosphere? Like, my marriage gonna last. My marriage gonna last. I'm declaring that. We ain't going nowhere. We locked in. So I know that there are prideful women that may even watch this video right now, that may be listening to this video right now. What do you say?
I'm saying you stay there.
You stay there.
It's like we're not running from the storm. You talked about earlier how your house damaged during a storm.
You didn't leave your house.
No. You stood there and you worked on that house. As I can see, those walls look strong back there.
They're very strong.
I'm not leaving my marriage. I'm standing right here and watch God work.
That's so good. Oh, that's such a good example, because I told you how my house was just all messed up. It looked like it was just unrepairable because it was just so bad. It was things everywhere. And it's like, where do you put this stuff? Like this, I'm just going to walk away from it because it's easier for me to walk away than to fix this. And I think people have that same mentality. They don't want to do the work required to make it work. That's so good.
Get those shovels. Dig out all that stuff. Let's go. Put down a new carpet. Put down a new heart. Renew a right spirit within me, God.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. We have to work on ourselves and be willing to do the work with the Holy Spirit, because He will do it. God told me the same. I couldn't believe you said that, because God told me the same exact thing. I called myself telling on my husband, and he was like, no, you need to work. I need to work on you. You need to change. And I was like, well, God, I ain't doing nothing. So what in the world? What are you talking about? And when He began to work on my heart and help me see, there were things, there were gifts my husband had that I never even paid attention to. There were parts of my husband that spoke to me that I never even allowed him to speak to. But once God opened my eyes, I was able to see this in my husband that I never saw before. Like, I was married to a jewel and had no clue.
Regina, you know what, that is so good. And I say that often to our young people, my daughters, and different things. Do you know how to make him a king? Are you a king maker? You know, how many times have you pushed away from the table to fast for him to be in the position that God ordained him to be?
So many times we're focusing so much on ourselves and what we want, but we don't realize everybody's broken.
We come to the table, do the premarital thing and realize it's broken when he came. Are you a kingmaker to realize that? I remember counseling somebody. What are you going to do when you find out your husband has had an affair? What type of kingsmaker are you? Are you going to sit there and judge the king and talk about how can I fix my husband?
He has some broken issues that I didn't even recognize.
So good. Oh, that's so good. You said helpmate. That's a heaviness. That's a whole duty. Helpmate. You said God called us as helpmates. Like, I think that's somewhere in the Bible. I can't think of the scripture. It's another word for it, but helpmate. Doesn't that say a lot in marriage?
Oh man, I often say that they have to be doing something in order for us to help them. You know what I mean? And I think in the old school, we got that so confused. We thought it was just laying down dinner and all this kind of stuff.
But this is a spiritual barrier.
You got to be a woman that knows how to go to the throne. I'm telling you how to read the word of God and how to shut everybody off. That's helping in the spirit realm. How are you going to push them up to where he needs to be? How are you going to lay hands on him in the midnight hour and tell the devil not at this time?
But you see, when we come into those doors, you see that spirit on his shoulder, and you're not welcome here. This is the king's house. Yes. Oh, that's helping him. He needs somebody behind him. Ask someone. I asked a couple of times. My husband had been doing this every now and then. We take and we go somewhere over the weekend. And I remember asking a couple, would you rather have a woman who is sexual and inclined? Would you like to have that woman know she has your back?
You know what the men said?
Wow, to me that's helping.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. And social media would have you to believe something completely different for those who are watching social media marriages and not knowing the behind the scene, and for the woman who wants to covet another marriage, you don't know what that woman been through. You don't know what that woman had to do to get the marriage to that place. What Holy Spirit had to do in that woman, in that man, to get to that place. And the same thing can happen for you.
Come on. Come on. Absolutely.
That is so
absolutely
good. That
you
is
know,
so
I think,
good.
I think now that I'm 37 years and I'm like, I was in the church. I got this. You can jump,
I got all of this.
I've done the work. You think you about to take to my heat? I know he nice.
Okay.
Harris behind him.
Right. Oh, I love it.
No, I love that scripture. I taste and see that the Lord is good. And when I look at my husband, I went, they have no clue, baby. It was many, many night hours. It was many tears. It was many studying the word of God.
The word of God
to be the wife that God has called me to be
for this. For this.
Everybody's ordained.
When I look at my wife, sometimes I went, ordained for him. Nobody else handled it. You got that tiger.
Oh my God. I remember asking God, you ordained me for this. Why?
Yes. Yes.
What? And the things that I've learned just through marriage on a spiritual, like my, what I've learned in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How to break evil altars, like all that stuff. I learned, I understood God through when we came together in a covenant, the covenant that we made, the covenant that we made with God. Yeah. It just reminds me of the covenant of our relationship with God. Like, it should match. Absolutely. It should match.
Absolutely.
And I didn't learn that till later on, because when I married my husband, I didn't go to counseling. I didn't marry him because, you know, we were just so in love. We married because we had kids. A kid. We just did it. Like, we liked each other and everything, but we were just kind of, you know, but God did a work. He did a work in it. I'm so serious. And I knew God kept saying, there's something in him. And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was hearing God's voice before I even knew I heard God's voice in it. I didn't know who I was. So I want you to talk to that, and then we can kind of wrap it up. Like, what would you say to the woman who don't know who she is right now in a marriage? Where would she start? She has no clue who she is in God.
Again, I guess, you know, I was looking in that mirror.
And being honest with yourself, you know, when James is talking about in the mirror, and then turning away darkly, you would have to just put yourself out and go before the throne and go, God, who am I? And what did you make me to be?
And I pray that I begin to be in order to help somebody else. You know, on the plane, they say, put the mask on yourself before you try to help somebody else. So I think if we look in that mirror, put the mask on ourselves, learn who we are, see the cellulite, and what are we going to do? Do not expect for somebody to come in on a white horse and do all the fixing of you. You have to fix yourself first. So I say self surgery. Allow God to surgery on us so that we can come up with strength and knowledge and wisdom and experience before we even try to face someone else. When I got married, my husband wanted to make me happy, and my happiness is when I found who I was and know who I am. And don't try to be no one else. Don't look on there and try to be the first lady. Not goose over there. Who you are, be sure who you are.
That is so good. I can't believe you even said it, because that was going to be my next question. Do you believe the man makes you happy? But then you went ahead and answered it, so I don't have to ask it. Like, that is so good. Oh, so know who you are. Like, learn who you are. Go before God, and he'll tell you who you are. You just got to believe him. I love that. I love that. So you gave some powerful strategies.
God has given you.
What'd you say?
Know the anointing and the gift that God has given to you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love that. You gave some powerful strategies for a kingdom marriage. And I'm so grateful that the Lord led this conversation to that. I really am. I mean, this has been just so good. Like you said, one of the strategies was take sticky notes all around your house, put it up, speak life into your marriage, pray over your marriage, be the queen, allow God to change you from the inside, learn who you are. What are some other things? I'm just trying to repeat it in case somebody missed it. Because you said a lot. Oh, my gosh.
That's God.
You said a lot.
Even to God's word. Take the ears off the phone and other people around you. Stop listening to the echoes of others and only listen to the voice of God. Because he said, my sheep knows my voice and will not follow.
Keep people out your business, especially as a single woman who is not even married and you're taking advice from and may not even have the Holy Spirit. I don't know, but stop taking advice from them people is what I hear.
Yeah. For real. Yeah. And everybody's marriage is different. You got to know what's catered towards your marriage.
Your husband is not like my husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Any last words for the married woman right now?
I'm saying I would not trade marriage. I love being married. I believe God wanted me for a good thing.
You a good thing. Oh, hey, y'all hear that? Declare you are a good thing. I'm 15. I'm just 15 years in. She's 37. I'm taking notes. You know, I'm listening. I am. So, oh my gosh, this is so good. It really is, especially for those who are really having those who are not having challenges. Like, this is good biblical, like, advice, wisdom that we need to continue to move forward. And we need more women like you to kind of keep sharing this stuff, because there are a lot of, the enemy is after marriages and he wants to tear them up. You know what I mean? So this is really good. And I'm so grateful that God led this in that way. We didn't know how it was going to go, but we said, let God have his way. And he definitely did. So thank you so much for just pouring into us as women, kingdom women who are married. You know, again, I'm taking notes. I'm listening, because 37 years is something good there. You know what I mean? It's something I need to hear. I got some more to go, and I'm trying to get where you are. So thank you again. I really appreciate it. And man, if anybody has any questions, can you tell them where to find you?
I am on social media. I am on Facebook with Audrey Maldon Key, and also on my Instagram account, Audrey Key. I'm a warrior for the king. I promise you.
Oh, they can tell. I can tell. I tell you that. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview and just sharing so much Holy Spirit with us, wisdom with us, revelation with us. This was so good. And I do believe that God is going to restore marriages just from people who listen to this. I really believe that. I believe God. So again, welcome. For anybody who's just joining, go back, check it out, listen in, share your comments, questions, and you can find Audrey on social media. She shared her social media. And thank you all again for listening, and good night.
Thank you, Regina.